let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Dodging Bullets is author Matthew Corker's memoir, filled with his unique life experiences and the tools he used to persevere over all of his traumas. It is his hope that people will take these cautionary tales and do better than he thinks he did himself when finding the strength to talk about difficult subjects and prevail over traumas in their lives. After 25 years with one man, Matthew has finally found happiness. The love of Forrest has helped him deal with all of the ups and downs of his life, coming out on the other side a more complete person. He lives outside of Tucson, has developed the skills and interest to put things, his feelings, to paper in narrative or poetic forms. Matthew continues to write, but has begun to paint a picture of things outside of himself. Matthew Corker, author of Dodging Bullets, a memoir, our guest on This Week in America. Matthew, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. It's great.
It is our pleasure to have you here. It's an important message, and you're able to help so many people by reflecting on what you went through. And you've seen so much in your lifetimes, and I'd like to ask about maybe the similarities, the differences that we're seeing now from the HIV pandemic that you saw to what we're dealing with currently in society, the coronavirus pandemic. What are some of the similarities and the differences in what we're going through now?
I'll start with the differences. HIV was a rather slow-moving pandemic required some simple changes in behavior and how to protect yourself, whereas COVID is aerosolized.
Yes.
And much easier to pass, moving through the population much faster, and having some effects from that can vary from mild to death, that kind of destruction of the body's systems. So the governmental response is requiring people to change. It's a much more difficult change for everybody to use and accomplish. There is resistance. You know, some people don't feel that it will affect them to any great degree. And that was the same back at the beginning of the HIV crisis pandemic. So those are some of the similarities and the differences. Going through it the second time, the isolation at home, because I have pre-existing conditions or underlying conditions, that makes me much more susceptible. And so I have a certain amount of fear going out at all. It's just one of those things that eventually I think I'm going to overcome. I can't live in a bubble. It's difficult.
Well, and it's so difficult when there really isn't an end in sight, is there? We just sort of wonder when this is going to end. And in the beginning, you felt like, you know, a couple of months, and if everybody does this, maybe we can get through this and get back to some type of normalcy in our lives. But we really don't know when it's going to end. And it does mentally take a toll, obviously, doesn't it?
Mentally, yes, it does. I think the fact that I belong to support groups and have different ways to reach out to other people within my community has helped significantly. And so it hasn't been a major problem.
Yes.
What happened is that I have family throughout the United States One family member, my younger sister, is having a lot of health issues, and I do want to see her. So I'm driving up to Northern California and taking that chance, you know, trying to be extremely careful, and that's the best I can do.
Well, yeah, it is, and we wish you the best and a safe trip up to see her. Matthew Corker is our guest on the program. If you're trying to spell that to Google, let it C-O-K-O-R. His book is Dodging Bullets, a memoir. You're very honest in the book in talking about a number of issues you went through in your life, trying to find sobriety, one of those. And there was a great impact, music. What role did music play in your sobriety? How important was that to you?
I used music to inspire, to help me when I was in a lot of physical pain due to withdrawals. And it was a long process under the doctor's guidance. And it took as long as it took, was what he told me to do. So towards the end, music inspired, uplifted, and encouraged me to reach out and physical pain any way I could, whether it was talking to other people, talking to Forrest. I spent some time alone on the back porch, just rocking to the music. I think it helps the soul.
Yes.
And definitely has impacted my life many times.
Well, very therapeutic. And you talk about that. Matthew's book is Dodging Bullets, a memoir. It's his story that he's sharing to help other people get through difficult times. And I want to talk about changes we've seen in society. How about one, society's changed the ability to deal with the rape of another man since your encounter? How has that changed, do you think?
I explain in the book how calling the police, nobody came to do or take a report in person. They played the devil's advocate and really question everything I said, as in, we don't believe you. And there was no follow-up. And I was left basically on my own to figure out what to do next. Now there are options. There's the Me Too unit. And there's other places where you can reach out and I think police, the law enforcement, has changed attitudes that, and I think are a little more open to the possibility that this happened, and so that person becomes a little more believable, or they believe them.
Yes.
So that's the major change. The Me Too unit really movement really inspired people, or allowed people to talk about their experiences, and that it's okay to.
Yeah, so we are moving forward some, and that's nice to know from the perspective of someone who's been caught up in the system. Almost victimized twice, isn't it, when you try to talk to authorities and they act very skeptical of what it is you're trying to tell them?
Yeah, it hurt, and I've not made the best choices all the time. I reached out and I thought I could find someone who could seek revenge or wanted to. And I did. It did cross my mind that, you know, I would like to end that person's life. It was just, I was scared and angry, and not very many supportive people, even within my own community.
And that is so difficult without that support there. Matthew Coker, our guest on the program, that's C-O-K-O-R. His book is Dodging Bullets, a Memoir. Boy, time going by so quickly on the program. In reading the book, is this a complete picture that you were able to paint of yourself? Is this accurate, do you think, in terms of painting this picture?
I think I wrote about the most impactful moments.
Yes.
And there are, of course, lesser moments where there's domestic violence. And to my shame, I just felt that all the pain, you read about it and you think all this happened to one person, and it becomes unbelievable. So I skipped some the other parts of my life that hurt, were embarrassing, and didn't really add to the narrative that I wanted to paint.
Yes, and it'd be very difficult to go through and honestly portray, but there are other things that really probably not relevant in other people's lives, and you've done an excellent job in doing that and making it relatable. Would you consider yourself an extrovert or an introvert? And I ask if that enters into how much you share and if you're willing to share.
When I was speaking up in Nevada to the schools, and it was difficult to engage, and I had to try and think of things to get out of myself and extend myself so that kids would connect with me, and that's true today. I find it sometimes difficult to reach out because it's just one of those things I can give, but it's very difficult to receive help. And so I don't reach out a lot. I'm more introspective, and I think writing is a way to put those things that are in my mind out there without my face being there.
Yeah, sort of like a safe way to do that, as opposed to being up in front of people and talking about your story, being able to write about it. Matthew Coker, our guest on the program, the book is Dodging Bullets, a Memoir. Why the different headings in the book?
There are definitely things in my life that had a great deal of impact, whether it was the joy. I had never experienced such joy that day, the sense of accomplishment of skiing down a hill and looking semi intermediate type skier rather than some elderly person doing weird turns and falling a lot.
Yes.
Those things I wanted highlighted, things like that, where I was recovering from surgery, and my mom had to help me, and I had no clothes on, and I was so appreciative, embarrassed, but I got beyond that, because she was there. And my parents, I think, have been important in my life. And I highlighted them in that segment, even when it was embarrassing situation. They handled it very well.
A couple minutes left on the program. Boy, it's going by too quickly. So I will direct you to information on the book at Amazon, the usual places. Dodging Bullets, a memoir by Matthew Coker, C-O-K-O-R. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Were there things that you were uncomfortable sharing? And maybe what were a couple of the difficult ones that you decided I need to put in there? But boy, these are difficult to put on paper.
I think the parts around, there were several situations where there was domestic abuse.
Yes.
And those were, because I was so embarrassed, and I don't think I fully fleshed out the reasoning behind blind rage and all that stuff, and understand it within myself. But that was one thing that would have painted a better picture. I think there were other things that were, I lost trust in people, and I don't think that came out real clearly. How important it was, how important community is to get through difficult situations. So I don't talk enough about that. That's my own personal feeling. And I could have done a better job.
Well, and that's interesting you point that out, because as people are listening or as they're reading the book and maybe relating to their circumstances, community is something that that you've just talked so much about and how important that is. The flip side of that, a minute or so left in the program, what are you most proud of? I would think there'd have to be great satisfaction in being able to write your book, Dodging Bullets, a memoir, and sharing the tools that you were able to use to get through life. What are you proudest of in all of this?
I think it was the one time I was able to express freely the loss of a friend and how it impacted me. And I did it in front of about 100 people, really big mucky mucks in, or I shouldn't say that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. There are muckety mucks, and they all know who they are.
Yeah. HIV/AIDS community in California, state government. And that was, I think, one of the proudest moments of my life. That I was able to accomplish it, that I conveyed the feelings of loss in an important way, that it wasn't, they could see my heart.
Yes.
And that if I was going through it, then there were many, many people who were feeling much the same way. The feelings of loss and the fear of contracting some opportunistic infection.
Yes.
Which was always an issue until medications started evolving and making it easier to get out and feel comfortable, that you weren't exposing yourself readily to the opportunistic infections. Today, that's what we're all waiting for.
It's so nice that, I mean, you write the book and there are people literally worldwide that will be able to read Dodging Bullets, a memoir by Matthew, that you don't even know, may never know, that lives are changed because of the inspiration you were able to instill in them by your honesty and writing the book. I got about a minute left in the program. I mentioned in the beginning your love for Forrest and how you've now found happiness. What would you like to do as an older gay man? You've done so well with this book. What are the plans for the future?
The plans for the future are continue writing. And I have started a novella, and we'll see where that goes. I'm real excited about it. And it deals with topical issues of the day. I think putting again some of myself into the project, the new project, I feel that I'm continuing to contribute, and that's important for a person who is isolated or feels marginalized because they're older or disabled or they can't do anything.
You are a contributor. That is the nice thing that you've been able to do with your life. And you continue along that path. Would love to stay in touch and be able to talk about future books for Matthew, a very gifted writer. This book is available now, Amazon, the usual places. Dodging Bullets, a memoir, Matthew Coker. If you're going to Google, that's C-O-K-O-R. Of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll find all the information. Matthew, time has gone by too quickly. A pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the job that you did in sharing and inspiring other people. A pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick, and be safe.
You as well. Good luck on the trip, and hopefully we can all get through this and put our face mask away and hand sanitizer away for a little bit here sometime coming up soon. Matthew Coker, our guest, is book of Dodging Bullets, a memoir. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.